note the embellishments and turns of phrases of this masterful harpsichord piece by William Byrd. However, take care. Even music can be dangerous. If you are a Puritan in my day, you will disapprove of this as being too flowery, or in other words, too Catholic for plainer tastes. William Byrd and Thomas Tallis carry sole publication rights to music from Catholic Europe, and playing such pieces can also be seen as treasonous to some. But thankfully, Elizabeth I is also a music lover, and she has granted Tallis and Byrd their rights to publish music, the first being published in England in 1575. Elizabeth actually plays music, and, dare I say it, seems a bit ambivalent to the Catholic problem. Indeed, she said,
"There is only one Christ, Jesus, one faith. All else is dispute over trifles. I do not want to make a window into men's souls."
So, while you might be concerned I've led you into treason with all this music you have been listening to, if you keep your head down, you might be left alone. It also doesn't hurt to be a music lover, and I am a player and collector of music, and we can always play a little subterfuge. For Byrd has responded to the nation's appetite for singing by composing many secular rather than sacred songs, and within these, hidden subtle references to Catholic ideas. For example, Elizabeth's predecessor, Mary, had tried to crush Puritanism, and her memory is often celebrated in secular songs through lyrical references to lilies, such as these lyrics.
"Crowned with flowers and lilies, I saw the muses, a shrine, a dawn above the sphere of crystal, therein to place a queen whom fate refuses, a sacred tomb to give a fame immortal, Mary she hight, of Henry great the daughter."
I, too, have written a poem, crowned with flowers and lilies, as a tribute to her. Lilies are traditionally the Christian symbol of the Virgin Mary, and I'm making a powerful devotional connection to the Mother of the Catholic Church. Think on that, especially if you see any wild flowers at the roadside as you follow the path to Bradeston Church. Press pause, and I will meet you there. As we continue to the St. Michael's and All Angels Church, I will fill you in on the importance of the arts to Catholic families in my day, not just as amusing pastimes, but for power and influence. We, like many recusant gentry families, not only support professional artists and artisans, but put the arts into practice ourselves. As we have been removed from activities at court or other influential pursuits of the nobility, architecture, gardening, the playing of musical instruments, and even the writing of poetry and literature are all signs of being noble of body and mind, and keep us Catholics essential to the country in an Anglican world. Similar to myself, other gentlemen are skilled musicians and have an organ or other musical instruments, and choristers, male and female, as members of their households. In the late 1570s and early 1580s, times have got even tougher for us recusants. The Pope in Rome excommunicated Queen Elizabeth, and the growing fight with Spain has also made my own time at the Spanish court more suspect.
"Of treason mark the nature and the kind, a face it bears of all humility. Truth is the cloak and friendship of the mind, and deep it goes, and worketh secretly."
But do just listen to the beautiful lute playing of the Spanish as you take in the church before you. This is from Spagnoletto. I had, upon my death, a great collection of scores and instructions for the playing of the lute. Unfortunately, none have survived to your day. But I was both a lover and player of this extraordinary instrument, and much of my learning came from the Spanish court. Isn't the sound glorious? I have transcribed by hand 5 books of lute music for use in my household, and these still exist at the British Library. The Spanish culture of my day is truly magnificent. There is such a sadness in my heart that the wonders of Spain, Italy, and France are seen as dangerous in these troublesome times with wars against religion.
Keep watch, for verily you know not when the master of the house cometh.
If you have ever seen a priest hole, they are used for us to hide our religious leaders if under threat from the state. But even so, we find comfort in our places of worship, as do the Anglicans. Even if our houses of worship remain secret, while the Anglican churches are here for all to see.
If love be strong, hot, mighty and fervent, there may no trouble, grief, or sorrow fall, but that the lover would be well content, all to endure, and think it eke too small, though it were death, so he might therewithal the joyful presence of that parson get, on whom he hath his heart and love set.
Please, go and explore the Church of St. Michael and All Angels here in Bradeston. Though a part of Brundle today, it was a deserted medieval village in its own right. Bradeston Church, less than a mile from Blowfield Church, has a 14th century octagonal font bowl and a brass to Osbert Burney, who was wounded by an arrow at the siege of Caister Castle in 1469, where he assisted the Pastons in the castle's defence. The Burney family also paid 40 shillings for rebuilding the steeple there. Press pause, and I will wait for you here.